Hi guys, my name is Adeyinka Black and this is TLBS Podcast. Welcome guys, it's so great to have you back on the TLBS show. Today is a special day, and the reason why it's special is because it's still the Me I Trust series. I almost said Toxic series. For those who have not seen the Toxic series, please go check it out. It's amazing. But we're not doing the Toxic series, we're doing the Me I Trust series, and it's been an amazing journey. So we started the series talking about trusting the process, then taking those little steps. And today we're going to be talking about validation. And honestly, the reason why all these topics are coming up is because these are things I have been thinking of lately. Like this topic, validation, you know, it struck me on Sunday. I was just in a gathering of, you know, some young people, and it just happened that we got to validation and things like that. And I was like, yo, why don't we talk about this on TLBS? And I was like, yeah, no, sure, let's do it. But the thing is, I didn't want to talk about validation in the usual way and the conventional way we always talk about validation. The fact that, you know, I felt like enough of the hypocrisy. Everyone seeks validation one way or the other. And even those blogs that come up with articles like 5 signs you're seeking validation and how to stop. Me, I have more than 15 signs that I'm seeking validation, and I don't think I want to stop, because external validation is the acknowledgement of your strengths and emotions from others. And if we're actually being honest, we often rely on friends and loved ones for support and encouragement. And part of that includes external validation. So I'm actually not going to be telling you why you should not seek validation. I'm actually going to be telling you some of the health benefits of actually seeking for validation. So if you're actually, you know, chilling till we get to the part where I tell you why you should not seek for validation, I could, you know, link you up with a few articles where they say that. But like on this episode, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm here for those who actually are seeking for validation. Okay. And yeah, we're going to head straight into it. So one thing I like to say is that validation on its own is it's not actually a bad thing to seek for validation. And to think about, see it this way. When we finally get that dream job or go on that perfect date or get that promotion we've been waiting for, the first thing that comes to your mind is that, yo, I can't wait to tell the closest person to me. You know, we want them to validate our wins and help us celebrate. So I personally believe validation is a common need that most of us experience. And in this episode, I'll just be sharing my contemplation on why seeking validation is healthy. And I feel like, don't feel bad for seeking validation. Keep in mind that validation is not a bad thing in your life. It's just affirming, you know, and it's positive. It only becomes problematic when it becomes a focus of all you do. Then you start to turn into what we know as a narcissist. So you need to understand that the concept of validation has come to like the forefront of, you know, everything to do, and more so due to like the surge in the social media. There's this craze about validation, and I get why most people always condemn trying to get validation and all those kind of things. And I know that the moment you upload a picture or a story or on a photo sharing or video sharing platform, maybe Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, there's this desire to be liked, appreciated, you know, that just takes over you. And of course, this doesn't happen for everyone, but this is what these platforms actually feed on, you know, the insecurities of their users. So while there's an extreme side of validation, I just want to, you know, balance things up, because I feel like there's been some form of prejudice when talking about validation. People always make validation look like a bad thing. But yo, seek validation. Like, people have, you know, downplayed the role validation plays in our creative process, or even as human beings, to help us, you know, become better people at whatever task or job we're given. So I'm just going to be highlighting a few things. I did a couple of readings here and there, and I got to ask some questions, and I got some answers to those questions. So one of the first contemplations I was having is, what does validation do to the brain? I feel, based on some of the things I checked out, in the reward center of your brain, when someone validates how you feel, it's activated and makes us feel good. Because this really happens to everyone. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you meet someone who is on your wavelength, you automatically feel more comfortable or attached to them, you know. Whereas when you meet someone who conflicts with your beliefs or thoughts, it can make you feel uncomfortable or awkward, and you just desire to get away from them. And if someone says something nice to us, there's this glow, you know. Yet when they offend us, we replay it for days. That is because effectively, when someone validates our actions, thoughts, or feelings, the brain releases dopamine transmitters, which attracts us to that feeling. You know, dopamine is also responsible for that good, you know, that feel-good factor when you smell your favorite meal or kiss that person you love. I've not kissed in a long while. Anyways, but that aside, dopamine gives us that rush of good energy that makes us, you know, feel pleasure and, you know, that beautiful thing. And traditionally, it's been acknowledged that our primary dopamine response comes from human connection. So, understand that this validation thing is very important, and it holds so many benefits. Remember that, I want to paint a picture with you guys. Remember that time when someone praised you for doing something and you got a huge rush of pleasure? I'm sure you can remember that time. If no one has praised you before, you need to change your circle. They are toxic. But the human connection in conjunction with validation gives us a boost of dopamine that, you know, can stay with us days after events. And human connection is classed as the primary stimulation in dopamine response, which is why telling someone personally that their existence matters, you know, it lasts longer than a social media comment of "I am here for you," you know, that kind of shit. So like, when our bosses or friends or family members tells us they're proud of us, that we have done a good job, or that we have made a difference to someone's life, it can give us a boost, which, you know, brings confidence, self-esteem, motivation, and all of those amazing things. You see, that is why the combination of human connection and validation creates a positive rush of pleasure in the human mind. So don't despise that validation you're seeking, or don't despise that validation behavior, okay? The combination of human connection and validation just creates that positive rush of pleasure in your mind. And if I was to ask you to tell me a person who makes you feel good, you get warmth, you know, that fuzzy feeling as you recall them. And if I ask you to tell me someone who makes you feel uncomfortable, it can draw the opposite physical reaction, you know. So you see how important validation can be. Now, the other thing we should also note is that in order just to balance this whole validation thing, I also thought, can validation become weird? Or can it become, I think the word is wrongly weird, yes. And I felt like over time and evolution, it has become like a reality for some individuals, dopamine response to become weird, to, you know, negative outcomes. And if our human connections are not healthy or strong, we can effectively become addicted to the wrong things, whether it's social media, computer games, alcohol, drugs, and shit like that. And if our feelings are validated repeatedly with dopamine release, we can become connected to them, and an addiction is started. But however, you should note that, as with all the addictions, we need more and more of it to keep the dopamine releasing. Because long-term social media and computers have allowed us to go seeking validation for negative behaviors or feelings, and, you know, behaviors generally. So I feel that all of these things can reduce empathy and responsibility as people forget to look at the bigger picture or become unable to look at the picture. And for some, they can want to believe that their side of the story or opinion is the right one. And sometimes these situations can become twisted until they find a version of the story that suits their truth, or even if it's incorrect or untrue. Now, that is how validation can become weird. It's just a whole dicey thing. And for children, let me just cite this example. For children, becoming addicted to the dopamine release from computer games or technology at a young age can actually impact in their ability to connect socially, as dopamine response becomes linked to, you know, some destructive sources, and it can, you know, isolate them in some sort of way. So that's just to create a balance. So I just hope that all of these things is making sense to you, and also putting perspective as to why you shouldn't, you know, all out go in seeking validation. And you should not also say because seeking validation is not an entirely wrong thing, like I said, okay? But it's just that there has to be a balance. And because of the fact that there's just been a one-sided perspective, you know, as regards validation, I just thought, you know, why don't we, you know, quit this whole thing? So now, how can we improve our mental health and validation needs? I feel like the first thing is to reduce screen time. Now, I don't know if you guys know of the NHS, National Health, something, but I know NHS. They advise that 2 hours of screen time a day, particularly in the sense of social media and computers, you know, reducing your screen time, and instead of, you know, just reduce your screen time, basically. And that's what they said, 2 hours, but I feel like that's just extreme. 2 hours, why? But anyways, they feel like instead of you reconnecting with friends and family, all of those screen time puts a lot of gap between you and actual human connection. Another thing you can do to improve your mental health and validation is to think before you post. Yes, for Twitter users, I see a lot of tweets and I'm like, you guys should be calming down. Anyway, speaking about Twitter, you can also follow us on Twitter. And yeah, we can always get talking. Yeah, you can follow me too on Twitter. I don't know if I've told you guys my handle, so I'll just tell you now. My handle is adinka_black on Twitter. For TLBS, it is @TLBS_. That's on Twitter. If you're interested in Instagram, let me know. Okay, I'll just tell you because I'm a nice guy. But anyway, so for TLBS on Instagram is @the_lumi_. and _black_show. And for my personal Instagram account, it is @dayinka_black. Yeah, so back into that. So like I said, the second thing you can do to improve your mental health and validation need is to think before you post. If your post is looking for validation that you are right or that your feelings are justified, walk away from it and delete the post instead of exploring the feeling that you know, just run. Because reducing the stimulated validation sources allows your brain to calm down and reduces the need for likes and comments and all of those things. And on the long run, like I said, improves your mental health and your validation needs. The third thing that I think can do all of those good things to your mental health is that you should spend time with your friends without your phone. Call a friend. Organize a meetup. Wow, this one. Organize a meetup. God has to forgive me. But anyways, but I feel like, yes, just stay away from your phone. Leave your phone in your bag. Focus on connecting, listening, exploring thoughts and feelings without the like button. Just focus on you human beings, like physical touch. Don't go and overtouch. Okay. But anyways, the fourth thing is praise your friends. Yes. Praise your friends. Praise your children. Praise your children. I cannot shake this table, make it break before I'm homeless. But anyways, praise your children, praise your family, praise your friends. If your friend, family member, or your child does something great, tell them. Praise is a great activator for dopamine response, I beg. Yeah, tell your friends and loved ones they matter. It's a feeling that will last long after social media has been scrolled past, okay? Now, another thing, which is like the final thing I was able to get, is that do something good for someone and don't tell the soul. Now, if you notice some of these things I'm highlighting, it has to do with you giving validation, because whatever you don't give, you cannot receive. So if you're actually seeking for validation, try and do all these things for people, and in turn you find out that it works for yourself. So like I made mention, the final thing you can do to improve your mental health and you know secure your validation needs is that do something good for someone and don't tell anyone. You know, fulfilling kind deeds which are not publicized reconnects you with the people that you love, and it also brings about a feel-good factor and just learning to, you know, validate your own feelings through positive actions and thoughts. And this in turn strengthens your resilience and self-esteem. And with all of these things, you would discover that your validation behavior, your seeking validation behavior, is now in perspective. It's not overly ignored, and it's not overly done. So you're neither a narcissist or someone suffering from low self-esteem. I guess that's the opposite. But what I'm trying to say is, seek validation. But while you're seeking validation, let it be in the right perspective. Let it be with balance, and let it be, you know, be structured. I'll leave you guys with this quote, which is from someone I love so much and I respect. He's just amazing. And he said, "Dear young Nigerian," okay, I know there are some international listeners, but if you're from any other country, just put your nationality there. So, "Dear young Nigerian, your validation is not found in social media. Learn restraint. Do not be lured into provocative reactions that could lead to irreversible character damage. It helps to ponder carefully on what you're about to post than to end up posting questionable content." And this was said by the one and only my OG, because I've never met him before, but I just respect this man, Mr. Fola Aina. And this is so profound. Thank you, Mr. Fola Aina. This is really amazing. And just like I made mention, I think the second thing I said about, you know, meeting your validation needs is to think before you post. Don't just do something because you want to get the likes, and will in turn lead to irreversible character damages. Some of you who aspire to have, you know, big careers and hope to be influential in the right sectors that command influence, you need to be careful of what you do today, because some of these things can be dug up and be used against you. You know, for those of you who post a lot of explicit content and all of those things, one day you're going to, you know, fortunately be the wife of someone reputable, and your posts will be dug up and will be used as a propaganda tool against that person, you know, and, you know, it can disrupt a lot of things. Apart from that, some people who are just too controversial. I know sometimes being controversial is okay, but like, some people that are just overly controversial. You need to understand, and sometimes you just need to tone that thing down in order not to post questionable content, you know, and just stay safe, okay? Stay in your lane, okay? Don't overdo it. Try and live a modest and quiet life. Like, trust me, that's how you get honor, and that's how people respect you. When people see how reserved and collected you are, and you're well put together in your thoughts, and that shows from the kind of content you put on social media. So like he said, your validation is not found in social media. Your validation is found in your self-worth. Your validation is found in your person. And if you don't build that, seeking validation for whatever external source might not just do it for you. Until you feel good about yourself, every other thing anyone is doing to you might not really count. So if you feel good about yourself, someone telling you something would just be to compliment, okay? So that being said, validation is a good thing. Seek for validation. It helps you. It helps improve your work. It helps you improve your creativity. It helps improve whatever it is you're doing. And just try to have a more perspective and more controlled narrative of validation. Don't be a narcissist and don't be shy to request for validation. And I hope this contemplation of mine has been able to, you know, help you and put a little bit more structure and perspective to how you should perceive validation. That being said, this is the end of today's episode of TLBS. My name is Adeyinka Black, and I think creative and co. Do well to follow Affine Creatives on Twitter and Instagram at affine.cc. That's for Instagram and Twitter. My personal Instagram account is Adeyinka_Black. For Twitter, it is Adeyinka_Black. We can always get talking. Follow me. And yeah, let's just keep this conversation going. With that being said, I'm so happy you guys are here today. God bless you guys so much. Yeah, have fun.